This is TLRStation.com.
Be Happy with Deborah Nichol is all about finding ways for you to embrace your life where you are at, while giving you new ideas and perspective on how to improve your life. Deborah Nichol is a holistic life coach and energy healer. Her unique training and intuitive abilities help people get to the core surrounding their health issues and guides them through the healing process. Be Happy inspires you with education, strategies, and options that will help you transform your life so it is full of love, purpose, and intention. And now, here is your host, Deborah Nichol.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Be Happy Radio here on TLRStation.com. I'm your host, Deborah Nichol, and today I have a very special show for you. Today I'll be talking about intuition and what it has to do with your business. So I get asked all the time about intuition. People ask, why do I need to learn about intuition and what does it have to do with my business? Well, intuition has everything to do with your business. I'm going to change the way you perceive intuition. It's a game changer when you figure this out. Not only will your business flourish, but also your personal life, which means you can have it all. Intuition is all about understanding yourself, knowing who you are, how you react, and trusting what you know. So let's get a couple of things straight before we start. We never do anything alone. That includes our business. It takes a community to build a business. So if you're trying to do it alone, stop it right now. If you're familiar with the saying, how you do one thing is how you do everything, you might be thinking, what does this have to do with intuition? Well, I'll get to that in a minute. So are you making your millions? Do you have relationships that are loving and healthy? If you're like most of us, we are all working towards having it all. Do you ever look at someone and think, oh, they have it so much easier? The truth is, we all have our challenges. However, some people make it look easy. This is because whether they realize it or not, they've unlocked the secrets to intuition. Today, we're going to talk about how you can too. There's three things that I'll teach you. The first one will be to help you start to figure out who you are. The second is how to know yourself better. And the third is using your intuition to build a solid foundation. A solid foundation for your business and for your personal life. The reasons they're not laid out in steps is that these things are all connected and they all weave into each other. The most successful people have figured out that when you have self-worth, self-value, self-love, and appreciation, the list goes on, you are successful. So what does this have anything to do with your business? When you respect yourself, others will respect you. When you have love for yourself, others will love you too. What you fundamentally believe about yourself is a direct reflection of the world you see and create. You are an amazing mirror. So when you look in the mirror, what do you see? I'm not talking about the clothes you wear or your hairstyle. This is where intuition comes in handy. Intuition equals self-knowledge, self-understanding, and self-wisdom. You teach people how to treat you by the example of how you treat yourself. I want you to think about your day. If you work all day, don't take breaks, don't eat lunch, don't drink enough water, or get enough sleep, you're not taking care of yourself. And what you're telling others is, it's okay to compromise myself. I don't need a lot of sleep. I can go without lunch or without this or that. Eventually, all that compromising catches up with you. You're taking shortcuts, and people see that. So they think it's okay too. I have a client who would constantly discount her product and then wonder why people wouldn't pay her or use her services. As soon as you start to discount yourself, you are telling others that you don't value your own services or the product you provide. So why should others? Let me tell you, they won't. So if this is happening to you, you need to start seeing value in yourself and the product or service you're selling. There are ways you can give things away and still keep your integrity. I can show you techniques on how to do this. Have you started to notice places where you can use your intuition to set a higher standard of business practices? So if you want to be the person who is confident and successful in your business and want to attract the ideal client, your target client, or your perfect client, you need to be that. You have to be what you want to attract. This is huge to grow and evolve in your business. You need to build a solid foundation. Building a solid foundation is about integrity, and being in integrity is knowing yourself and staying true to that. You cannot be in integrity in your business or anywhere else if you do not know who you are as a person. Sure, you can skip these steps, but then you have a shaky foundation, and eventually you're going to have to come back to build the foundation of your business. And the foundation of your business is you. Regardless of what you do, it is always about you. So, I'm sure you're wondering, how do I figure out who I am? Well, let's start with this exercise. Think of your circle of influence, who you spend time with. Make a list of all the people in your life. These are people that you love and respect. Now list at least three qualities about each person that you admire. You can come back to this and spend some time on it, but for our purposes today, I'm going to jump right to the good stuff. Everything we can see in another person is something that we also have. For example, if you admire someone for their brilliance, it also means that we are brilliant too. Or if you think someone is an amazing artist and you think, well, I don't have any artistic qualities, you need to expand your perception a bit. Maybe you have beautiful handwriting or you have an amazing eye for art. These are all artistic things, and maybe you never thought of it that way. We cannot see things in others without them also being a part of us. This goes for the not-so-flattering things, too, but that's a whole nother lesson. So if you're struggling to figure out who you are, this is a great exercise to get you started on the good qualities about yourself. This is also a really important lesson on seeing who you're spending your time with. If you want to fly with the eagles, you can't be spending time with the turkeys. You get me, right? So now, let's talk about who you surround yourself with. This is an important aspect of knowing your intuition. When we know and accept things about ourselves, it allows us the opportunity to surround ourselves with like-minded people. People that will help us grow and evolve. And because we're specifically talking about business, let's talk about the things you're passionate about in your business. I have a client who signed a $10,000 deal with a business owner. However, she kept seeing signs that this wasn't a good fit. The business owner was putting on the brakes, scheduling extra meetings, and that's after the funds were paid. What would you do? Would you have the courage to say, "You're a lovely person, however, I think it would be better if you worked with someone else"? Sometimes we have to realize that letting go of something just isn't going to work for us. And that's okay. So what happened from there was my client struggled to make the right decision. She consulted with me, and I walked her through how she felt about the opportunity. Did she feel great or uneasy about this project? If she made a picture in her mind about how the outcome would be, what did she see in that picture? She ultimately decided to let go of the business owner and refunded the $10,000. And not even a week later, she signed a bigger deal with a company worth millions. And that would translate into several ongoing projects. So instead of one project she was holding on to that would have taken up to 80% of her time, she moved on. So my question to you is, would you be willing to know and trust yourself enough to let go of something that doesn't work for you to allow room for something that does? It's okay that you're not a match for everyone. It's actually better not to be a match for everyone. After that experience, my client now only takes businesses with 5 or more employees for her projects. It's okay when things don't work out, as long as you learn something about yourself. And if you don't follow your intuition, that lesson becomes painful and expensive. But you sure can learn a lot about yourself in the process. So, which way do you want to learn? Painful and expensive, or easy and clear right from the beginning? That's what we're talking about today. It's time for us to go to a short break. Stay tuned to TLRStation.com. I'll be right back. And when we return, we'll be sharing more insights on intuition and business.
Are you ready to change your perspective? Ready to live outside the box? Then our Fearless Life Workshop is for you. Carrie Ann Barron, owner of TLRStation.com, facilitates this workshop and helps you identify the thoughts, feelings, and actions that may be keeping you from living the life you want. Based on the best-selling book, Fearless Living by Rhonda Britton, the workshop is interactive, experiential, thought-provoking, practical, and fun. Visit tenaciousliving.org to find out more.
You're listening to Tenacious Living Radio.
Welcome back to the second half of Be Happy Radio. I am your host, Deborah Nickel. And before the break, we were talking about whether you wanted painful and expensive lessons or easy and clear lessons. And this is all connected to your intuition. So let's continue on that. The proof of how well you use your intuition always shows up in your life. What happens is, if you trust yourself, to get a client that's worth $10,000. If you trust that you're going to get another client that's worth that plus more. However, if you hang on to this $10,000 client against your better judgment and your client is sinking, guess what? They're taking you with them. And you're not getting any more clients worth $10,000 plus, because you're trying to stay afloat with this client when you know you have to let go. This is where trust comes in. It's about finding that place of, you know what, I can let this go. I trust in myself and the universe that I will get another client that fits me better. Have you ever had a friend that you've had to distance yourself from because they were too negative? Then all of a sudden you let go, and all these new people came into your life, and they are positive and passionate, exciting and happy. This is exactly how it is with business. You do not have to keep the negative energy around you. We all get stuck in thinking we can't let that client go, that they're worth this amount. We get afraid to let go of something that's okay for something that could be great. And that's where trusting yourself and knowing you can do it makes the difference. You can let go of ones that drag you down. And that includes friendship and networking or anything to do with your life. All you need to do is break the energy pattern. Honor yourself and your business by knowing who you want to spend time with and do business with. So, I think you're probably wondering how to trust yourself better. So let's go back to the people you know and your list. Once you start knowing yourself better, you start to realize that you need a team. This can be a group of people that you look up to, a mentor, or a business partner. This all comes together because you have now realized that having a business means surrounding yourself with people that will assist you in being successful. This is using your intuition to know that you don't have to go it alone. Being intuitive is all about surrounding yourself with what's best for you and your business and where you want to go from there. The truth is that sometimes we don't always have the answer just on our own. Sometimes we need people to bounce ideas off of. That's why we have networks, and that's why we have support. The most successful people know what they're good at, and they know their limitations. And what's so great about this is they realize that they don't have all the answers, so they go and find people who do. Then they take the information and decide what is best for them and their business. This is what a smart business person does with their intuition. They surround themselves with a team. Nobody gets to where they're going by themselves. Nobody. It is the way it is. And the people you collaborate along the way will determine your success. And you might collaborate with people along the way, but it might not be forever. Sometimes we outgrow people, and sometimes they outgrow us. It's a part of life. It doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with either person. It just sometimes happens. You might not be friends with the people you went to kindergarten with anymore. Why? Maybe you moved to a different country. We all take different paths, and we meet who we need to meet along the way. Good and bad, right? I have a client who went into business with a person, only to have it go sideways. When she came to me, she said, "This person did this to me and that to me." What happens when someone betrays you is you get stuck and become fearful about moving your business forward. The truth is that if somebody did something to you, you didn't use your intuition. Sometimes we get caught up in not wanting to make any more mistakes. Well, I'm here to tell you, if you're not making some mistakes along the way, your business isn't growing and evolving. Everything that happens along the way is a form of growth. The sooner you embrace it, the quicker you can move through it. As you grow your business, the people that you attract when you first start out are going to be different than the people that you attract 5 years down the road. You hope, right? If you grow and achieve what you want to do, and you're hitting your goals, you're having growth. The only way your business can grow is if you're growing personally too. Some businesses grow too fast and furious. And if they didn't have a solid foundation to start with, they will eventually have to go back to basics, learning about themselves and trusting their intuition. Part of learning about yourself is how you react to things. Do you know how you react? Do you fly off the handle? Do you punish? Do you go silent? Are you passive aggressive? These are all things you need to know and accept about yourself. This is a huge part of knowing who you are and when to trust yourself, which is always. You should always trust how you feel, always. Your feelings are your guide. They are your guide to tapping into your intuition and figuring out who you are. There is a reason why you feel the way you do, and none of it is wrong. Where we get mixed up is when people say, "Oh, you shouldn't feel like that." Then we start thinking, "Oh, I shouldn't feel like that." And we don't give ourselves permission to feel the way we feel. We try to cover it up, and it starts to fester inside us. And then what happens? It's the same kind of situation that brings up the same feeling, and we totally overreact to it. Why? Because we just never acknowledged the feeling to begin with. And regardless of whether you're talking about business or personal, we all have feelings, and people's feelings get hurt. People say things without thinking, and depending on your level of acceptance of all that, is how it will turn out for you. If someone tells somebody else off, and you're there and you get worked up about it, and they weren't even talking to you, you've got to look at that. What did it trigger in you? This is part of getting to know yourself, right? You can ask yourself in your business what makes you happy, what makes you passionate, what pisses you off, and what makes you feel insecure. These are all things you need to know about yourself. We're always taught the financial side of business, the marketing side, the strategy side, and nobody ever talks about the emotional side of business. However, behind every business is a human and not a robot. And so we're dealing with emotions. This is where we're going as a society. There's a lot of turmoil out there, and people are trying to figure out why. It's why mental health issues are so prevalent right now. And this is why I say you are the heart and soul of your business. And the more you can tap into your inner wisdom and trust your intuition, the more successful you'll be in all aspects of your life. This is because when we know ourselves, we feel confident in what we feel, and we're confident in asking for the things we need. This leads to balance and synchronicity. Most people are looking for balance between family and work. At one point, it was all about making money. And it's not that we shouldn't make money. I think everyone has the opportunity to make as much or as little money as they want. But the big factor here is not to discount how you feel about things in order to make a dollar. You can have the most money in the world and still not feel fulfilled because you left your family behind. So now you're all alone with your gazillions and dollars and no one to share your life with. Brett Wilson is a prime example of that. He worked hard and made all his money in millions and whatever he has. And his one true regret was not building the foundation of his family life and his relationships with his ex-wife and his kids. And now his life is about building that foundation. We can all have balance and synchronicity. You can have your cake and eat it too, as the saying goes, and all of that. People say, oh no, you can't have everything. Well, who said that? I'll tell you who said that. It was someone who decided that you can't have everything. It's so untrue. You might not be able to have everything all at once, all in a minute, because we have to work for it. But we become a society of instant gratification. So when you figure out how you react to all different situations, you have mastered your emotions. You automatically use your intuition in every situation. And when you use your intuition, you can create exactly the life you want. Knowing yourself and trusting yourself will not only grow and evolve your business, but it will help you create those friendships and relationships that are passionate, supportive, and exciting. Thank you for tuning in to Be Happy Radio here on TLRStation.com, powered by Tenacious Living International, where it is all about living outside the box. If you would like a little more information and the worksheet that goes with my talk today, you can access it at www.healingheartwellness.com/radio. I thank you and wish you very much success. Be happy.
Are you interested in knowing more about our Be Happy topics? Contact Deborah at www.healingheartwellness.com/radio. We will see you next month, same day and time. We hope you enjoyed the show today, powered by TLR Station.